Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to go into a teaching here in just a moment that is a very extended teaching on doubt versus belief. If you'd like to have this teaching, just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or at the end of the message, we'll have the full details of how to get this. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is Lord.
Walking wholly before Him in obedience to His Word. Then come to Him believing Him. And when I started believing Him, wow. I began to see the Lord do awesome, awesome things. Awesome things. And I stepped over into a world that my Baptist church did not understand. I mean, they did not understand. In fact, I taught a Sunday school class in a Baptist church up until a few months ago, for years. And I hate to say this, but it's a true statement. I've had people that would come to that church looking for my Sunday school class. And they would direct them to everybody's class in that church besides mine. And they would finally say, you know, Thurman, what is it these people have against you here? I said, what do you mean? They said they tried to put me in every class in this church. I finally told them, I came to hear Thurman Scrivener. Where is his class? They said, well, it's upstairs, top right. They tried everything to put me in some class besides yours. Why is that? Isn't that amazing? They didn't really want me teaching in their Baptist church. So I did it for a lot of years. And finally, I decided, hey, why do I get up every Sunday morning and waste half of my day going to a Baptist church and teaching 6 to 12 people when I can come down here and teach 200. You know, why do I do that? I thought, you know, forget it, Lord. I'm not going to do it no more. I'm just going to take, if they don't want what I got, in fact, they gave me a lot of trouble until Caitlin's miracle. After Caitlin's miracle, they all knew that I'd stepped into something that they only dreamed about. I'm trying to teach them how it works, but they just won't receive it. Why is that? It's the hardness of our hearts. We don't believe this book. You know what? You know the thing that I preached that they hated the most? Holiness. That's it. No sin. Thurman, that's impossible. I said, no. No. It's just like the other night at a Bible study. There was a young man sitting right over here on this side. And I walked right over there and he asked me a question. I said, the problem is, you're living in sin. He said, well, you can't live without sinning. I said, well, yes, I can. I said, I most definitely can. I said, Jesus clearly in His Word told me I am to have no sin in my flesh. That's my goal. And if He commanded me to do it that many times, I'm going to do everything in my power and His power to try to walk totally holy before God. When He says, watch every word that comes out of your mouth, I'm telling you, that's a real chore to watch every word that comes out of your mouth. I'll tell you, my new wife, Cheryl, precious woman, love her with all my heart, but I'm trying to teach her how important our words are. And today, the reason she's not here today, she had a double back-to-back singing event. This afternoon, she's singing at some, children's home or something this afternoon, and she's got another one tonight from, it's two of them. She's got to sing 2 hours at one, 3 hours at the other one. And so she's a very busy girl this afternoon. So she's definitely at work. But the other day, I walked in the house and a phone call had come and somebody told her something. And boy, did she take it as an offense. She said, I can't believe they called and said this. And I said, now wait a minute. Watch yourself. You're fixing to step into an offense. You know, but that's my so-and-so. I said, no, wait a minute. Don't make no difference what it is or who's it. It all belongs to God. So don't get off over there. Don't step in that. She said, how do you do this? I said, it's taken me a long, long time. A long, long time. You know how easy it is to get offended? It's especially if you worked your heart out to do something, right? But that's the devil. You've got to realize that's the devil. So you work your heart out to do something, and what do you want somebody to say? Hey, you did a good job on that. You're doing a fine job on that. But he walks up and says, Larry, that's terrible. That stinks. I don't like the way you done that. And if you really worked hard and long on that, it's hard to say, well, that's okay, brother. I did the best I could, right? Yeah, it is hard because it's so easy to be offended. But that's what the devil wants you to do, because when you step into those offenses and begin to receive them and talk evil about people, it'll cut off your power with God. And that's exactly what that devil's trying to do. So, and I tell you what, it will make you sick too. It will bring the devil upon you. And I'm going to tell you now, what I'm teaching you, I have tested out. Now, I tell this every once in a while at a healing school, but don't you go try it. But I'm going to tell you what I did one time. I'm walking in divine health, and I've realized all these things. And one day, I got to thinking, you know, this is so foolish. This don't make no sense at all. This couldn't really work like this. And I thought, Lord, forgive me, but I'm going to put your word to the test today. You told me not to put you to the test, but I said, Lord, this realm, this spirit world that I can't see, this sounds so foolish. What I teach sounds so stupid, but yet it's in your word. So anyway, I said, I'm going to put it to the test. I had asked a young man that worked for me to do something, and I knew he hadn't done it. And so I walked down into his office, and there was another man sitting there with him. And I walked in, and I said, I called his name. I said, did you do that project I told you to do last week? He said, Mr. Scrivener, I've been so busy, I haven't had time. I said, don't give me no excuse. I just jumped right down his throat. And the guy was sitting there. He said, man, be a little easier on the guy. I turned to him. I said, shut your mouth. I don't want to hear a word from you. Now, do you see any love in what I'm doing? Am I stepped way beyond the limits of love? And I done all this on purpose. And they were all offended. And I walked out the door and closed that office. And I hadn't got to the top of the stairs until my head stopped up with a runny nose. Time I got to my office, I said, you devil of hell, you can't do this to me in the name of Jesus. And I couldn't hardly breathe time I got to my office. And then I thought, Lord, this stuff really works. I said, Lord, I repent. I put you to the test, Lord. You told me not to put you to the test, but Lord, I just had to know. And I said, Lord, I repent. So I go back down there to his office, and that other guy was gone. I said, son, I am so sorry I jumped right in the middle of you. But I said, you wouldn't understand if I told you why I'd done that. But I said, would you forgive me? He said, Mr. Scribner, you never, ever done nothing like that to me. And you did it in front of that guy. I said, oh, by the way, who was he? I need to know who he was, too. And he told me who he was. And so I finally got the young man to forgive me, and I walked out and went to my office, and I called him. And the guy said, and I told him that I asked him to forgive me, too. He said, man, I never seen anybody blow up like that. And he said, then I definitely never seen anybody get right this quick. But he says, I don't know. I said, I'm doing something that you wouldn't understand if I told you. So I said, anyway, will you forgive me? And he said, yes, of course. I said, okay. And then I stood up. My head was almost totally plugged up. And I said, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus, out. And in one heartbeat, I was totally healed. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? When you get off into these realms, see, Jesus told you in His Word not to do those kind of things. He clearly said in 1 Peter 3, starting verse 10, to the man that will have long life, see a long life and have good days, you keep your tongue from speaking evil about others. Now, how many people have read that and never dreamed that verse would bring a shortness of life and bring sickness and disease up in your flesh? What? 1 Peter 3, 10. I'll open my Bible and read it for you. Just to make sure that I don't misquote something to you. 1 Peter 3. Let me turn over there. 1 Peter 3, 10. Is that what it say, Larry? Okay, 1 Peter 3. It says, For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. In verse 11, let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Now then, how many people have done those kind of things that are Christians and never dreamed what they were doing? You talk evil about somebody. You received an offense, and then you got sick. You had no idea what brought it on. You were feeling so good that morning when somebody called and offended you, and you received it, and then everybody you met, you told them how bad or how nasty that man or that woman was. And by the afternoon, you were as mad as a hornet, and you went to bed mad, and you woke up the next morning mad, and you were sick when you woke up. And you thought, well, if that ain't enough, now then I'm sick too on top of it. Well, you did it to yourself. You did it to yourself. See, the answer's in the Word, isn't it? See? Now then, if you turn from your evil ways and seek righteousness, then the Lord will hear your prayer. But if you stay evil and wicked there, he ain't going to hear your prayer, is he? Was that what he said right there? To the man that'll have a long life and see good days? I don't know about you, but I want to have a long life and see good days. So that means I got to do it God's way. Not mine. It may not make no sense to me, but all I know is the owner's manual says. Now then, when you read the owner's manual, like I read the law book from the state of Texas, you see what you can do, right? I stood in the face of a judge, and that judge got so mad at me that day, if you say one more word, I'll have you in contempt of court. And all I was doing was reading the law. But just think, I now know. Now think about it. This is on the tape. I don't care if it's on the tape. This is a true statement. I don't care if these kind of things are on tape. That judge, which I didn't call his name, and this happened several years ago, I would never call his name, but that judge had to know the law of the land. That judge was fining people, no telling how many at that intersection in Flower Mound, and there's no telling how much money he brought into that city to pay his wages, a police officer's wages, and every one of it was against the laws of the land.
We'll start out right here tomorrow where we just left off for the continuation of this teaching. This is a fairly extensive teaching. If you would love to have the complete teaching on this belief versus doubt, please give us a call, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'd like, you could get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you'll find our free order forms. You can order anything you want from our ministry. Everything is free and postpaid. We'll be happy to send it to you if you'll just contact us. And remember, Jesus is the King of the universe, and He is the Lord of the church. And we praise Him and thank Him. In Jesus' name, amen.